you showing us, Mike?
Oh, that's hard.
Showing us a G30 water bottle right there from, we got from the family. Hey,
Timmy and me didn't get G30
dude, water bottle. Dude, I'm working on that deal.
Oh, hell yeah. Dude, that's hard.
All right,
I'm going to take that with me to work.
There you go. Damn, Tim, that's a nice fresh cut, dude.
Oh, thanks, man.
Yeah, the boys.
Looking ready for Cosmo tonight. Yeah.
For real.
Welcome to the G30 podcast. Welcome to the G30 podcast. This is Count with Mike and Timmy. What's up, guys?
Yo, what's good, everyone?
Talking about these cuts, the boys look good.
We look ready for the home opener, dude. Hey,
yeah, what do you tell the barber, Tim? I want to know. It's been a while since I've been.
Oh, it's because I tell him to do a 2 on the side and then a trim on the top. And then I tell him to just comb it to the side.
What do you tell him? Oh, no, go ahead. Yeah, go ahead.
Because I go there so much, he already knows like what I want. So I don't really got to tell him. He just does it.
Clientele, Tim's like, you know why I'm here.
Hey, we gotta go to Manny the Barber, that Galaxy Barber.
Dude, I'm really kind of down.
Those are clean.
Mike, what do you tell the barber, Mike?
I mean, if you guys have seen me, my trims have been pretty bad over the past few years, but I think I'm sort of taming it a little bit. I'm going in and I'm like, yo, give me like a 2 on the sides and then just take like 2 or 3 inches off the top so I can still let the curls come in. And if I want to comb it like I have it now, I can still push it over to the side. So
exactly.
we're having a good time. Dude, yeah, you got middle school me on the call right now. It's funny.
All right. Where were we?
Fresh cuts.
I have not been to the barber in a while, but I'll go for a shave. So how have things been in G's land for you guys?
It's been cool.
Yeah, I mean, not a whole lot leading up to this game, but I mean, I've been having fun interacting in the community. It's interesting now compared to when we first started this podcast. I'm finding myself interacting with more of the regular guys. Like, I see guys come drop by my Twitter and leave a like or leave a comment, and just being in the communities it's a new life or a new breath of life to my Twitter. So I think it's pretty fun.
Dope. Tim, what about you, man?
It's been cool. I've been a little MIA because I recently got a new job. But from what it looks like, everyone's pretty hyped for the new season, from what it looks like. And it's a big one.
It's comeback season.
Considering we're playing against – yeah, we're playing – it's a comeback season, and we're playing against the David Beckham's club. So it's a little – it's going to be an emotional day, but you know what? It's going to be a good game at the end of the day.
It's going to be an emotional day for him because we're getting all 3 points.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a minute. It looks like the boys had a good time in Arizona. What do you think? The Vanny system in effect? You see that O'Neal Fisher little cam video they put out?
Dude, that was insane. I was not expecting that. Dude, that was a whole ass vibe. That's like vintage Galaxy you see on there. It was crazy.
Dude, yeah.
I really liked it.
I got like Og tape videos. You know how like Rocky releases like those like tapes where it's like him on like the old VHS, like camcorder, like rolling up in like a parking lot with like Metro. I got really like old school sort of vibes. You see the boys just fucking around and having a good time, and I feel like that's the biggest takeaway, is that the guys look like they're having fun. But that's also because the season hasn't started, so
it's been a little while. Would you like in that video that you saw, Tim, outside of like the vibe, like did you notice anything?
A lot more smiles. I will say that there's a lot more smiles around the locker room from what it looks like. Well, like how Mikey said, the season hasn't started yet, but there's a lot more smiles. Everyone's having a good time, training, going to training. Fisher seems like a really cool locker room guy. I'm glad we have him. Mm-hmm. And the minutes that he did play, I mean, he looked solid offensively. He looked pretty solid.
He's a champion.
Yeah, dude. For sure.
And Vasquez too, with Toronto. So there's champions on this team again.
We got champions on this team. That is very true.
We got boys who know how to win. They might be a little old, but they know how to win.
Exactly. There you go.
So, and someone said on Twitter that O'Neal may be giving Araujo a run for his money. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know about all that.
Shout out to the Straight from the Stands dudes were talking about that. I was shout out to them. I was listening to them today.
Yes, there you go. Straight from the Stands. I knew it was.
They were saying maybe.
I was like, I don't know. Maybe offensively, maybe. Because he has that little touch. You see that little backheel pass that he did
to
Jonathan? I was like, oh, I didn't know he had that in his bag.
That's just experience right there.
Exactly. But then again, we got Araujo, who's a freaking dog in the back.
I still take Araujo. I still take Araujo. Yeah,
you have to, Araujo, right?
Like, you have to. There's no way.
It's Araujo's job to lose.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, like, but and it's also competitive now. Because Vanny's going to play who's in form, I would imagine. You know, you got to ride the hot hand. And, I mean, O'Neal sort of staked his claim a little bit in that game. So, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Speaking of form, defense looked okay. You know, you have Neal in there. We don't have Williams yet. Mike's grimacing. We'll get to that. Yep. There's this hot, fresh, breaking Koulibaly, Koulibaly coming out. Did you get a chance to look at that? Dude plays center back and a little bit of right back. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I did see that. I saw the little clip that you posted to the G30 Twitter, which y'all can check out right now. It's up there. It was cool. It was a well-placed header. He knew where to put the ball at the back of the net. I didn't get to see a lot of his defensive highlights because they're not really up on YouTube, but it's understandable. It's a low-key league. But from what it looks like, he's a freaking tall-ass dude. I looked at his height. Obviously, it could be fake, but it looked like to be 6'4". I was like, damn, he's a big dude. So I'm just thinking if we get him in May and then we have Williams come back fully healthy, that's a freaking wall back there. And then we got Bondi. We got Bondi at 6'6". Sheesh. We got a whole ass wall.
We will have a Eurocentric back line.
Yes, and I love it.
And the French connection again. So before I give the stats I have on Koulibaly, you have a thought on it, Mike?
I don't know. I just like the fact that it's not that we're not going for in-league guys. I feel like it's good that we're targeting a group of not like the nationality, we're targeting French players for whatever reason. We're targeting the French and especially the young French. And if you pay any attention to world football, you know that France is fantastic at developing their guys for whatever reason. And, I think it's interesting. You know, we have a lot of Frenchies, so I'm going to let you segue into that because Vanny has a
connection. That's a great segue. So I was looking at it, you know, why all of these French people. Vanny played in France. He played for a team called SC Bastia. They're like third division France, whatever. But when he joined the team, they joined their version of it's like the French Cup. It's like the FA Cup. He went with that team for the first time in 20 years, I read. So Vanny probably has that network up in France. This is back in 2001. But Koulibaly looks to be valued at 300K to 400K.
We can do it.
Not even maybe low TAM. I don't even think TAM. Mm-hmm. Looks strong on the ball, man. But let me ask you boys a question. Let's say in a perfect world, Koulibaly comes in. You got Williams and he's an unknown, but let's say he's in there and he's the starter. Where does that leave Depew and Pipo and Steres? Tim, what you think?
Dude, I don't know. They could possibly be backup options. I thought Pipo was going to be out the door, to be honest with you. I'm surprised he's still on the roster. Steres, oh, that sucks that he's going to be on the bench, but a lot of people are expecting it because even though he was our most consistent defender last year, he was consistently not good.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just Depew. He was great, but also was not consistent. He was great for the fierce five stints that he had with us against, I believe, in Florida. But I think now they realize that our options just don't work anymore, and we gotta move on and do something. Give it a little bit of competition to get these foods, you know, a little bit of hunger. So hopefully, with these new threatening faces coming in, that is going to change. And I hope it does. You never know.
Mm-hmm. I feel that it's only left with Steres and Pipo two options, and that's left and right bench. Mm-hmm. I think it does provide a little bit of competition, which is great. And if I were them, I would be scared because you have these young guys who do their job for a lot less money. And they have stuff to prove. They're sitting comfy right now. They think they're fine. But I'm telling you, once Williams gets healthy, and if we bring in Koulibaly, I would be scared shitless. You have fantastic fullbacks and versatile fullbacks at that who can play literally anywhere in that back line.
Yep.
You have Fekranis. That's his name, right?
Fekranis.
Yeah, you have Fekranis who can play out wide at fullback and center back.
And Neal.
Neal,
freaking solid dude.
These guys will do it for the cheap too.
And don't sleep on Danilo Acosta. He's there too.
Oh yeah.
So we have like a deep ass defensive line. So you're the coach, Mike. You're going into Miami. We're gonna start talking about Miami in a minute. We get to do our game previews.
Let's go.
Yep.
You're going into Miami. What's that back for? Assuming Williams can't play yet.
Yeah. No.
And Koulibaly is like not he's done. Not done. Mm-hmm. He's not done. Done. Okay. So who do you field back there?
I'm giving the nod at left back to Villafania. Mm-hmm. I feel like it has to be him. I'm giving the left center back spot, unfortunately, to Steres. It's realistic. It's probably going to happen. Yeah. I think I would give right center back to Neal. I'd love to see Jalen get some first team minutes. And to be honest, he's deserved it. He's played every single minute of the preseason, so he's caught up with the system. And at right back, it would be either Araujo or just because he's our boy around here, I would maybe say Drack, but I don't think it's his time as of yet. I think he sees some minutes.
Yeah.
I wasn't even thinking about Drack. That's great.
Yeah, so I think Araujo gets it, but that's realistic. I think Steres is bound to see minutes until someone gets healthy, and maybe Drack sees a few minutes if he makes the bench. So we'll see.
Timmy, who's your back for?
So left back, I'm gonna go Villafania. The left center back, it's hard.
Destroyer CFC.
Yep, yes, sir. Exactly.
Definitely, dude. Freaking
high scoring center back in the league. I want you guys to know that. I checked the stats today.
For real, though. Nah, but I'm going to have to say Depew.
Ooh.
At left center back. Mm. And then I'm going to go with Jalen Neal only because he looks so solid. Even though he doesn't have MLS experience yet, but I'm just going to go with him because he just looks so solid back there with the veteran players. And then at right back, I'm going to go with our boy Julian.
Yeah.
Okay.
What do you think, Cal?
Villafania.
Duh.
I'm going to start.
Mm-hmm.
I like the Depew and Jalen combo. I like it. Play the kids.
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it. And I'm going to go hot take because he looked spicy. O'Neal Fisher at the right back.
Maybe.
Just to light a fire under Julian's ass.
I think that's good, man. Hopefully all this competition in the back raises the level a little bit. Even if it's a major gap, I just want to see an increase in intensity for guys that want to play. Because I feel like that's going to shine through very quickly this season. So. Yeah,
absolutely. Okay, so that's good.
Yep.
Last question. Sorry. Cabral's not here yet. Who knows? Nope. Visa, Yoni. He's on that Yoni trip.
He's on that Yoni deal.
he's on that Yoni deal. Who do you start at the left wing?
Dude, it's so bad.
You're the skipper, who's that? Who's the left winger?
I'd give the nod to Kai.
Oh, okay.
Why not? I mean, I'd.
Why not? Yeah.
Fuck it. Like, you know, I feel like that's sort of the vibe for the first game is just sort of like, fuck it and let's see what happens. But I'd give to Kai, and that's just more because, or we can play Legette out there if we need to push the boy out there because he's played out there before.
Vasquez is going to be in the middle. We can get to the middle later then. Mm-hmm. Okay.
That's right.
All
right.
Yeah.
So, Timmy, who's your left winger?
Man, that's tough because you got. Well, doesn't Granser play on the left or does he play on the right?
He plays on the right.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Dude, it's tough because we're so thin there.
It's Granser and somebody else.
Granser, Kai. I mean, because Drack played there at some point also.
Mm-hmm.
But not for the MLS Combine.
Yeah.
That's also an option. But Dunbar as well. Could also play on the left.
Shit, forgot about Dunbar. Probably will be Dunbar.
What? I'm gonna go with Dunbar.
I was thinking in my mind, I was like, you guys are sleeping on Dunbar. I think Dunbar starts, I think Kai finishes.
I take that back. I think if it's not Dunbar or Kai out on the left, it'll be Sebastian, but it should be Dunbar.
Mm-hmm.
And anywhere you move Legette, if it is Legette, you can put Saldana in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking nice too.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's move on to our discussion about Miami. They're already doing the hype. What'd you boys see about the David Beckham stuff today, Timmy? I saw you on the David Beckham socials today. What do you make of
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, man. That was – I didn't expect David to do that, to be honest. Because, you know, I'm thinking that he's going to be, like, focused on his team and everything. But he still has the time to reminisce about his old times with the LA Galaxy. And, you know, he's wishing us – I don't know if he was wishing us luck in that post. But he was like, hey, we'll see you soon. But here's what I did for you guys. And then – this is what I got for y'all coming Sunday. And I was like, okay, David, okay, we see you. And I was like, hey, you know what? We're up for the challenge. We're so ready for this. And I'm like, I can't wait. That was my caption to my story. I can't wait for this. I'm ready for this.
Euro fan Mike, I got a question to follow up. So you got Bex and you got the reunion. You got Phil Neville out there. Oh, what do you make of Neville as the coach?
Dude, that's I'm a Chelsea fan, but that's a tasty front office right there, dude. I'm telling you, you got Neville at the wheel, dude. That's like having – that's like the MLS version of having Ole Gunnar Solskjaer at the wheel, dude. Like, come on, dude. Like,
oh, wow.
Being a Chelsea fan, like, I'm not too fond of United, but you got to love Beckham and you got to love Neville. And I think that's super exciting that you have these guys who are such high-profile names around the world are literally driving one of the biggest and they're like one of the biggest expansion clubs in the league right now. So I think it's super interesting. You attract high profile names and let's see how they get on.
So Neville, he has had stints at Valencia as an assistant coach, at Man U as an assistant coach. And most recently for the England Nats, the Lions, the ladies over there. And then he's coming to Miami. He's inheriting a team who has had a change in like GM sporting director. They didn't like at the end of last year, they freaked out and they're like,
they weren't rocking with the guy. And
they like, yeah, they like got rid of everybody. So there is a little bit of that turmoil. And, they went, so Miami went 7-13-3 last season with, and they ended with a negative 10 goal differential.
It's crazy.
Can we steal something here? We gave up a ton of goals too last bunch of years, but it's like two historically lately weak defenses. So what do you think?
I mean, we didn't concede a few goals. We conceded the most goals. And I feel like we need to come to terms with that. Like we bleed fucking goals, but I think the defense was a big point of emphasis. I just, I feel like we don't have a large enough sample size to be like, we can steal something from Miami. Because it can be any team shows up on the day, but I would be scared. We both have two new systems, two new guys at the wheel, and I mean our ownership is our ownership. But you have David Beckham. I feel like he knows what he's doing, and I know that he has something in the bag. But like, who says that we can't show up and put three past them because they can do just the same and put three past us? So it's gonna. I think it'll be a match of two glass cannons, like who can put the ball in the back of the net the more times.
Speaking of glass cannons, Timmy, I'm going to come to you for the attack. They're going to get rid of Pellegrini, whatever. They have the Geo situation, the four DPs. It's not going to be Matuidi. It's not going to be Pizarro, and it's not going to be Higuain. So that leaves Pellegrini, right? Yep. But speaking of glass cannons, Tim, what do you think? You think the boys can handle Higuain, Pizarro, Matuidi? Could you imagine Adam Saldana like fighting Matuidi? Like, what do you think?
Oh, my God. I think it's going to be crazy because we're looking at two whole new teams this season, right? And honestly, when Miami got LGP, as in Gonzalez Pires, the like one of the all-star defenders, I thought their defense was going to be solid. That's a big pickup. But I think under Diego Alonso's system, it just didn't work with him. But I know for sure he's going to be a solid. I don't know how it's going to look. It's just a whole different team. It's hard to say count because we're both very new teams technically this season. And from what it looks like, Vanny has been building up his plays from the back line. So he's been keeping his word on that. And I look forward to looking at it. Sunday is going to be crazy. But I think we're going to take the W.
Sunday noon on ABC too. Like we need to look
good. On national television on ABC.
Damn, it's a national –
it's like on channel 7. It's on ABC. Yeah.
Wow.
I have some quotes here from the Miami Herald. I did my research. I went to my game preview mode. So they said, ultimately, this is from Neville. He said, ultimately, we'll find out next Sunday how ready physically we are. The situation's been out of our hands. We've tried to be positive about it. It's not an excuse. We're ready to play LA, and we're physically fit enough to play them. They had to cancel something like 5 preseason matches because of COVID, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they have not played an MLS team yet. So mm-hmm. take that into account.
Exactly.
So knowing that, 2 new systems, bleeding defenses, they didn't play preseason, basically. We did okay. We did. Mm-hmm. What's the score prediction, Michael?
I'm going to go for a very pessimistic result. I'm going to say Miami scrapes by with a 2-0 win. I feel like Ooh. We miss out on points. I'd like to have us walk away with 1 or split the points, but I just don't see us getting the job done. I feel like it's still a little too early with all these pieces coming together. But I think the back line, or not the back line, I feel like the attack struggles to break Miami's back line. So I think we walk away with a 2-0 loss.
Okay, Tim, what you think?
I'm going to say we win 4-2.
4-2?
That'd be a good one on national
TV. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game because, one, what you brought up, the national TV, and I'm like, oh, okay. So this is going to be on a big stage. So that kind of changed my perspective. And then we could possibly be debuting the new kits as well if we're playing away. I don't know. Yeah. Don't quote me on that.
And then on top of that, new kit magic.
Yeah, exactly. And then on top of that, we got Granser possibly playing the full 90 as well, who looks solid for a good 15 minutes in preseason.
That's a big question mark, right? Like how long?
That's a big question mark. Yeah, hopefully he plays a full 90. I really want to say Chicho's going to score 2. I really want to. But it's just preseason. I know it's just preseason, but God damn it, he just still couldn't put the ball in the back of the net. He did everything else but put the ball in the back of the net. But I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. We score 4.
That's fair. And I'm going to go 2-2 draw.
2-2 draw, for sure. 2-2 draw. That's what I was thinking initially, and it very much could happen. So, I mean, I'd love a point, dude. Just start it off well, but I can't convince myself that we walk away with a point. So.
Yep.
That's fair. Okay. So we've done, let's see, today we've done Koulibaly, the back line. We've talked about Miami. Mike, I want to ask you 2 questions.
Mm-hmm.
And you pick.
It. Yeah.
You can either talk about the Mitchell and Ness collection, which we kind of did last week, but we didn't use it.
Mm-hmm.
And Timmy, maybe this is Mike and Tim's corner. I'd love to see you duke it out over this. Mr. Augie Williams has been on Twitter recently
mm-hmm.
talking a lot of mess.
Yeah.
He's always that, like, you know, got to take your chances and capitalize on them and give me a chance in this and that. Is Augie talking too much smack?
I don't think so.
Tell me why.
You have Cheech that cries too much, and you have Augie that talks shit about himself and doing well. To be honest, I'd rather you be an egotistical asshole than cry about when shit doesn't go your way. Because it means you have a vision. You know what I'm saying? I'm not saying that Augie's an asshole by any means. I'm just saying you got to hold yourself to a level, and I feel like Augie's doing that right now a lot better than Cheech is, because Cheech doesn't have a level.
Sure. And said with respect, like, the guy did come out. We saw the video today of him talking about his struggles. Great mm-hmm. respect. But yeah, he is frustrated. You can tell. And is he going to shut down?
I thought he was really well spoken today. Seeing that, I thought that was really interesting, because he made a good point. He's like, we're all human. He's like, at the end of the day, I'm not more important than you. You're not more important than me. You're not defined by your success and whatever you do. And he's like, we all go through it. And that shit hurt me, because both of the boys at the pod today, or not the Ooh. Pod, at the press reveal, all bad.
Yeah, and we have, of course, legit getting caught up in the moment. We know, I mean, everybody knows the drama around him. He seems very sincere, mm-hmm. and I believe his apology, and I believe him, and I think he's a good guy. I think he means well. So it was hard mm-hmm, to see him be so sad. But Tim, what do you think? Augie talking too much?
I wouldn't say he's talking too much. He has the right to feel the way he feels, you know. He didn't really impress in preseason, I would say so myself. He was given the chance. He just still couldn't finish. I'm not seeing the Augie hype yet, because he hasn't, you know, blown my mind away yet. But he has the right to feel frustrated. I will tell you that, because,
dude,
yeah, that's all I gotta say on that.
It's so good once you see the hype, dude. It's like when you like I see his ceiling, and I don't think anyone else sees a ceiling like I do. Not like being a pick me boy for like Augie Williams, but like I'm thinking that, like, dude, he has the physique and he has the stature to be a fucking monster. Just give him some better service. Maybe let him play a few games with Grandisser and Cabral when he comes in. Dude, I'm telling you, that would be so disgusting. You have Kevin Cabral, who's a sniper, who can put the ball in the back of the net from damn near anywhere outside the box, inside the box. Grandisser with some nice service, dude. Get some balls on Augie's head. Maybe get a few headers. Dude, I'm telling you, just give him a chance with some service. Don't give him fucking the boy playing out of position. Like, that's unfair to both of them.
Also, I want to add on that Cabral is 6 foot. And he's freaking fast as hell. That's rare to see.
He's ridiculous.
That is, I think he's just
not built normal. Different.
Just built he's different.
Built different. Yep.
Okay. All right, boys. Well, that's good. I think, and I want to ask you about what Vanny has said today. So today there was a presser. I didn't get to go through too much of it.
Yeah, me neither.
The quote that I saw stand out is that Vanny said something to the effect of, the season's a long season. We got to go game by game, but we're going in this to win a championship.
Yeah, I did see that quote. I was like, whoa. I mean, we did say in Vanny we trust, right? If he thinks we can take us to the promised land, I mean, shit.
Yeah, like, y'all did.
Joe Tatino, also big shout out to Joe Tatino for last week's episode. That was crazy. Thank you, Joe. Put a whole new perspective on me, at least, to, you know, to never lose faith. And you know what? I'm going to take your word, Joe. I'm not going to lose faith. And if Greg Vanney says we can do it, then we can fucking do it. Let's get it.
Yeah. Yeah. You know what? Let me take back my score prediction, because I'm thinking back on that episode. He said he never expects the Galaxy to fuck it. Galaxy's winning 3-0. And if we do win 3-0, yeah, that's my new score prediction, 3-0.
Teach a hat trick?
Oh, fuck yeah. That's the process right there.
What will you do if Chichi scores a hat trick?
Dude, I will go out publicly and admit that I was wrong. And I will join the Chicha like apologist group and be like the founding member. Like I'd go crazy.
Redemption season. Timmy, what if Chicha scores a hat trick?
I'm gonna go insane. I'm gonna be tweeting in Spanish if he fucking does that.
Chicha Diosa is finest.
And possibly cracking the Bud Light Seltzer.
There you go.
Or a chelada.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to go the Italo.
Oh, man. Okay, well, what's left? What's left? I think we've touched on everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, go ahead.
It's not Galaxy related. It's about one of the newer expansion teams, and I saw Chris Tucker retweet it, and it was the Austin FC chant. Like, oh, Verde, yeah. Verde, black. Oh, God. It's so bad.
You know, people are calling them the broccolis or the trees because it looks like a broccoli.
Dude, I thought that shit was so funny. I really thought it was hysterical. And I mean, it's funny because, you know, like, it's not like we're laughing at them. Yeah. But it's funny because, like, they got to establish a culture. And that's for any new team that gets brought into the league. You got to start the culture. So it's funny, us sitting on top of this hill where we're so established and we've had shit for literally 25 plus years, and we're seeing these guys like in a backyard banging drums and sticks being like, you know.
Yo, that's how it starts, man.
That's how it starts. Yeah. It's just funny. That tweet is funny, though. The broccoli's in the trees.
Yeah. Check out Austin. It's interesting. They have, I'm not going to name the opponent, but their opening game is with another infamous opponent, and I will have my eye on that game.
Oh, yeah.
And having gone to school in Austin, it'll be interesting to see. Everyone hates them already because, you know, they tried to ruin Columbus, the ownership group, and, you know, that got sorted out. But teams are always interesting, and you never know.
Mm-hmm. For sure.
All right, boys. Well, that's another week. Mike, do you want to hit with the social? Oh, you got something?
Yeah. Do we? Yeah. I also want to take a second to show some love to what we're going to be doing this weekend and
on the
pod court. So you guys can join us this weekend in the Galaxy family Discord at 8 p.m. to chat with us and other great Galaxy content creators and media outlets. You guys can join the server. It is live on our Twitter. You can click up and join the Discord. And if you guys want to come and interact with us, Community, Galaxy Guy, Straight from the Stands, Total Galaxy, and Everything Galaxy, that'll be this weekend at 8 o'clock PST.
Okay. Yep. And the boys, let me add as well, the boys from Community have a Spanish podcast that they are launching.
I did see
that. Hang on a second. I'm pulling it up.
La Hora Galáctica.
Yeah, they are launching La Hora Galáctica. They have done a pilot episode, and that will be available shortly. So, of course, support all of the G's content.
Definitely.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Now hit them with the socials.
All right, guys. Well, if you listen this far into the podcast, you can come check out the G30 podcast on Twitter and Instagram at the G30 podcast. That is the G30 podcast. And if you would want to come check me out on my socials and see what I'm up to, you can come check me out on Twitter and Instagram at MichaelCFC and at DestroyerCFC.
Timmy?
So you can follow me on Twitter at SpicyTaco118 on Twitter. And my Instagram is SpicyTaco18. You can keep up with me and the G30 crew at G30 podcast on Twitter and on Instagram.
Dope. And I am CountChalk786 on Twitter. Check out all the socials. Peace.
Peace.
Later, boys.
Peace.